India's aggressive and unilateral approach to regional geopolitics, exemplified by its suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty, IWT, is a stark reminder of its willingness to prioritize hegemonic ambitions over regional stability. This weaponization of shared natural resources highlights India's increasing disregard for international norms and raises critical questions about its commitment to sustainable and cooperative regional development. India also failed to present credible evidence linking Pakistan to the Pahalgam incident and instead used unfounded allegations to portray Pakistan as a scapegoat while rationalizing its own escalating hostility. Such actions further obstruct dialogue and hamper regional cooperation. Meanwhile, Pakistan has consistently advocated for a fair and neutral investigation into the Pahalgam incident, showing its commitment to justice and transparency. Even in the face of aerial provocations and civilian casualties, Pakistan refrained from retaliation until it was left with no choice. India seems to be using unfounded accusations to strategically target Pakistan internationally and deflect from its internal issues, like human rights abuses in Kashmir and anti-Muslim violence in India. It much prefers hostility and dominance over constructive engagement and peacebuilding. South Asia is already one of the most water-stressed regions in the world, facing climate change, resource shortages, and economic inequality. The IWT once ensured fair distribution of water between India and Pakistan, but India's decision to weaken this treaty now threatens Pakistan's agricultural sector, which supports over 70% of its population. Cutting water supplies worsens Pakistan's food security and hinders climate adaptation while also setting a dangerous precedent for powerful nations to weaponize shared resources. Such actions sow mistrust, making regional cooperation even harder. India's actions reveal a deep contradiction in its foreign policy. On one hand, it wants to be seen as a global leader in climate action and international cooperation, aiming to be a Vishwaguru, a global teacher. While on the other, its divisive regional behavior reflects selfishness and power plays. This double standard damages India's global reputation and weakens its moral authority on climate justice and sustainable development. Global response to this crisis has been disappointing. While Pakistan's procurement of $1.4 billion from the IMF's Resilience and Sustainability Facility is a positive step for climate adaptation, India's IWT violation barely faces accountability. Global inaction sends a dangerous message: powerful nations can break treaties without consequences. This ultimately encourages similar behavior elsewhere and weakens international systems.